She looked around in disgust. My God, she thought, what kind of place is this? What kind of person even runs this? Who even builds this? She couldn't stay there a minute longer. Come on, Alice, she said, as she packed up her things again. But at that moment, Alice began to cry and whimper, scratching furiously at his scar. Come on, buddy, let's go. But he wouldn't budge. More and more, he began to claw at the scar on his face. What's wrong, buddy? Come on. Howling and frothing at the mouth, Alice rubbed his face on the rug. Come here, boy. Let me see. Let me take a look. Carefully, she held his face while he still whimpered against her. The scar was raw now, bleeding slightly. What the hell, she thought. I gotta get out of this hellhole. Just as she was going to leave, he gave out a sharp yip as something began to jut out from that scar, out from his bleeding gash, almost looking like a bird's beak. Horrified, she threw him down and screamed. Okay, I'm done.